Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Younger men are the low-hanging fruit for a woman in her 50s.
Although older people, older men can have low-hanging fruit, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, wonderful. We're looking for those clients, too. They're called Manscaped. The researchers also found both cats ate the arms first. In case you're wondering which of your body parts is most delicious.
To them, that's like so wings.
Cat's wings, yeah. Hey, cat's wings.
You know what this needs is buffalo sauce. Meow.
King of the kitty wings.
Hey, meow.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, it's another day on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I have to say, I'm every day I read another wonderful comment about these fruitcakes that were received, and we actually found out our platinum ticket winner. And
this week.
Yes,
we haven't found our golden ticket winner
not yet.
Right? That person has not responded, so that's today, and then tomorrow, and then if we don't hear by end of business day on Friday, that's it. There will be
deadline.
No golden ticket.
Right.
It will be rolled over into next year, which means that maybe we will have
tickets.
Two golden tickets
exactly.
Next year. Mm-hmm.
Can come in for two shows.
Yeah, fine, if we want to do that. Yeah. But I think that would be pushing it, just to be honest with you.
Maybe.
And in a land long ago, far, far away, with all these fruitcakes going out and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of fruitcakes being sent out to the world, our man Rob Spiewak promised me that between Christmas and New Year's, I would be receiving a fruitcake. And then fast forward to like 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and he said, we're cooking. There's a care package on the way.
Mm.
And here it is as we sit January 16th.
Yes.
I haven't sold my house, and I don't need any more disappointment in my life. And there is nothing. And I'm just so crushingly disappointed.
You know, it's amazing that it was hard to bring in these Groundhog's Day fruitcakes ahead of schedule, but we did. We made them on Saturday.
What do you mean? What is that?
Because I'm moving the holiday forward. Because, yes, we were late in making them this year. I apologize.
All right, so you were late in making the ones you make in your own kitchen.
Exactly.
Right? And by the way, if you want to say, I didn't get one made in the Rob Spiewak. We're the original fruitcake eaters.
But I got okay? Dick.
You You're sick. We're going to get to that in a second.
I didn't get an offer, though. I'd be like, hey, man, do you want one of these? Maybe a bonus
cake? Well, he knows
cake.
How much. Do you love them as much as I do?
Well,
but he likes causing
this
is the time to do that.
Wow. Right out of the gate. I mean, he's
it's true.
The hostility.
I thought we were friends.
It's true.
I would like the offer.
As a matter of fact, I offered to your dear sweet Peach, your wife, and she said no thank you.
She doesn't make the decisions.
I was going to bring you one anyway. Settle down.
You offered her. Well, don't. If she says no and he doesn't care, send me a third.
Well, Mike, you're going to get three this year.
I didn't care.
It was determined you're going to get three this year. We already said
really?
This. Yes,
really?
Of course.
So what's the status of
them? The status
them?
Right now, they are baked and in my refrigerator waiting to ship
you
out
are
on Saturday.
You're a slacker. You said you already finished them and they didn't go out. And I've got a care package from Christmas that didn't go out, and that you are a slacker when it comes to mailing.
Eat them.
Guilty as charged.
Why are you so lazy about that?
Mike, they need to sit for 3 or 4 days before they can be consumed. They were completed.
What about the packages? What about the pictures I was supposed to see?
Pictures. They're all
What about the care package? Where is that? It sits and it rots,
Mike,
Robin.
When
I
get home from work, the post office is closed.
The post office hasn't been closed for 2 weeks.
That's why I'm going on
More
Saturday
like
to do
weeks.
It. Well, I'm going to get it to
we
you.
We took 2 weeks off. We took 2 weeks off.
Where there
off.
Were no fruitcakes to be mailed.
I'm not talking about the fruitcakes now. I'm talking about all the other
stuff. We got a stamps.com account here.
I understand that. Don't get involved, Oscar. Please, Same. Please, please. I thought we were friends.
You just yelled at me.
Exactly. So, Mike, they go out on Saturday. You'll get your free fruitcakes
and all
of your
stuff. And I switch it over to
stuff.
His brother to be the mailing guy,
yeah.
but that's not going to work either.
No. But I wanted to send everything together in the interest of a space.
Like, here with you, send the stuff when I want. So it's fresh. If there's something that's Darts good
Bastrick,
and by the way,
thank you so much for your donation to Wounded Warriors on my behalf. Thank you. I got that, Mike. I got that going for me.
But anyway,
you said they were going out between Christmas and New Year's.
They would have if they had been baked, but we didn't get around to baking them. It was tough. Well, we had a lot of stuff going on.
The fruitcakes are not the issue. You got the fruitcakes out to the listeners, which is the priority.
Right.
I'm talking about when we open stuff and the pipeline that we talk about on the show all the time.
The guests that come here should go to Florida.
DC, yeah. And once again, it falls into the category of, I'm going to write down the acronym right here.
Okay.
You want records? They came in.
T-R-D-L-T-D.
Things Rob
things
don't like
Rob
to
doesn't
do.
Like to do.
I thought you were going like
right.
Turtle.
You hate it, right?
No, like, but you don't see, here's like the thing.
To, right?
I love to
you don't
get the
do
stuff.
What you don't like to do.
I like to get stuff to you, but I also like to send it together. And things, you know what? There are priorities that come first, and sometimes I just don't get to it. I knew
well,
that
then
I was
get somebody delegated to somebody who will put it on
Maddie's
a priority list for me.
So
is Maddie great at this stuff?
Oh my God, Maddie! When you ask her, it's done like literally 3 minutes later.
So if we tasked Maddie as the provider,
the mail
of
mule.
The yes. of the correspondence, yes. the mail mule,
she would walk. Right,
is she here? Is she
yeah,
available?
Maddie's
to,
available. She's here.
Maddie,
I'm here.
I would arrange for a little something extra in your envelope if that's the case.
I'm willing and able, Mike.
If there we go. Okay. Once again, a responsibility taken off of Rob.
I don't want the responsibility taken off of me.
And isn't male mule more like, she should be like a female mule, right?
I like male mule.
You like male
I just
mule.
Like the way okay. it sounds.
Right. Male mule.
I've never heard
male
it before, mule. But male mule works for me.
Female.
But, you know,
female
you know
mule.
We've had
or
issues.
No, just
we've,
female.
A female.
We've had issues with this in the past.
Yeah, right.
We have had issues with this in the past.
She'll go down to
hastily,
the second
poorly
floor.
Wrapped.
She'll type in our tmwestamps.com account, beep, 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 and boom, you're out.
Right.
Package
are you doing the
right.
David Spade thing?
Yes.
He does
by the
that.
Way, yeah. I'm a little bit of you. You know that. I hate it too. Post office. It's laziness. That's what you and I both share in that regard.
Yes.
Like when you ask me to send you checks down from the corporation, I don't get around to it because it's tedious and it's boring
those,
and
though.
It's not sexy.
Can we ask your wife for those?
Well, she gets them right out because okay. she's
yeah. Can,
can
we ask her though?
Terrific. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll reach out to her.
She's not here now.
Yeah, but we'll reach out to her.
I'm in an empty house.
A little bit of echo.
I just wanted to make sure it was okay if we went direct contact to her.
Right, right.
But Mike, I will say this.
I guarantee there's a bunch of stuff sitting there that hasn't been put in a box that hasn't even been thought about since.
Do you want your world championship nationals bobblehead? Do you want that?
But I know there was some good. There's always some good stuff in there. No, by the way, do we not? Do I not indicate clearly when we're opening this stuff?
You say
on
file
the air,
it or send it. File,
exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
Send it.
And Mike, that's there it. Is a box and it's waiting there. I wanted to mail it.
Waiting?
With the
what do you mean it's waiting there? Where is it waiting? In
it
your
is
home?
Actually on a table in my by my desk. I see it every day. But
in your
I wanted
desk
to
desk here or your desk?
No,
there?
My desk at home. I have no like specific desk here.
Yeah,
but
it's never been a priority. Though.
But the thing important. Is, the priority is to get the fruitcakes made so everything can get down to you together at one time.
Fruitcakes are not part of this discussion.
Well,
because
they are.
The
they're in part
the
of my discussion.
The fruitcakes are a gift. As far as I'm concerned, that is a gift. And it would be bad form. I led with the fruitcakes just because of my disappointment in not getting them. But as far as if we're going from D.C. to Leesburg to me, I think it would be much better if we went from D.C. to me.
Mm.
I understand.
Then, then you wouldn't have
DC
to hassle
me.
With it.
However, DCU. The fact is that the fruitcakes never make it to D.C., and I wanted to send everything together.
It would be a DP.
I don't understand.
Work.
You wanted to send everything together because you wanted to put it all on the same John Pop cart.
You see, why do you turn this into a bad thing? It's not a bad thing.
Because when I receive stuff was, when people send things along, there is usually a glut of things that are mailed. When? For the holiday. It is now mid-January.
There wasn't
and
a glut of stuff
like
for the holiday.
Do.
Mike, I think
well, there was
year,
stuff that's come, there were Christmas
this
gifts
year,
in there.
I didn't. If I'm, let me be clear.
Yes.
There was nothing that I was, oh man, I wish people loved me that came in the mail for you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is this a dry year?
And
then?
This is not a knock against the wonderful listeners of the show. You support us in every way possible.
I get enough online to satisfy me for the whole year.
But I
know we got some stuff. Did we not?
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, there's no. What would be in the package? Would you even remember what it is?
There was a record from Freddie Vigdor from the Average White Band. I think the Average White Band's greatest hits on vinyl.
Beautiful.
There was.
See, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. There was a package for Carla that was from a client that I've had for a couple weeks. That's in there too. A couple things from Alan Wentzel.
Did you hear
what
he just casually said? There is a package from a client for Carla, an advertiser that I've had lying around for 3 weeks. When he says a couple, it's almost a month. You don't give a shit about Carla using a product that an endorsement.
It was not anything client specific, and we discussed it when it came in that it wasn't anything that was of a timely nature.
Why don't we do a 2020 refresh here? And now we've got a new mule, and we'll just say, hey, it comes in, it goes straight to Maddie. Maddie says, all right, she'll get on the little machine, bebop, 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 boom, out to Mike.
Okay. We've had this discussion before.
Maddie's never been brought into the loop this way.
This would be a fresh thing. Yes. Maddie would be a fresh ingredient, yes. And the other things will go out this Saturday.
Okay. But if you didn't make the cakes, it's totally cool. It's understandable.
Cakes are not part of this discussion.
Well, to you, the cakes are not part of it, but to me, they are. Because I wanted to send everything
after this
together.
I'm not. I think the cakes might be tainted, so I'm worried about that.
Oh, you
I
think
don't
that
want you
would
spitting in the cake?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm gonna give him icing this time.
Well, that's disgusting.
That's so disgusting.
Gross. And it's glazed, not icing.
Well, and you stay out of it.
Oh, Pody.
It's glazed.
Gross. It the true pervert.
Glaze. Well, anything to
some shirts and all your comic books.
Anything to improve the efficiency of the Mike O'Mara show would be really appreciated.
Thank you.
If anybody's keeping track, write them down. I want people to keep journals. This is the first time I've gotten mad at Rob this year with that. I'm really not mad at him.
I don't think it's the first time.
You're disappointed.
No, I've been very,
been fun.
Both of you boys have hit the ground. In my humble opinion, and I don't want to DGH this, but I think both of you have hit 2020. You've hit the ground flying on these shows. I'm sorry. I do not listen to a lot of, I don't like to listen to myself on recording. I don't like it. But I've been listening to a couple of these shows because they made, not for any other reason than I wanted to go back and laugh again at something that was said. That's the truth. That's the way it is. Now, with that said, we've established the new rules, let's open up our mailbag and find out if Sir Slacks-a-Lot has any presents that arrived this week. Because he wouldn't write that down for me if there weren't some gifts that were included in this. It would be very exciting. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? This is the mailbag.
It's fascinating that you're finally what happened this week that broke the straw? What's the straw that broke the camel's back?
With the not getting stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get concerned that I don't like to do this. It's going to make him feel worse than he feels.
That's all right.
What's the you know me, right? A little bit. What's the first thing you said to me unsolicited when you walked in? What is the first thing you said? Hey, I got a bid in on that desk for the new studio.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
You know that that's the priority.
Top of mind. Yeah.
That's top of mind for me. So it's gone. It gives me a little extra spring in the step. No, the thing was the discussion went from fruitcake to mail, and mail has been there's no system. Mm-hmm. If there's something that I need to receive or it's not prioritized on this show.
Got it.
Even though I endorse products on this show, it's not prioritized. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to do. Reprioritize.
You got your public rec pants, right?
But when I look at him after all these years,
I love those.
I can't even look at him sometimes. I can't even look
at him. And yet I love looking at you.
There's something I have to tell you off air, Mike. That is so funny that I can't talk about on air about Rob.
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can't.
No, you might as well.
I'll do bonus show. All right.
Oh, wow.
If I have the cojones to talk about it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Can you, I'm a little fluish. It's just,
I
it's,
know you
it's
are.
Funny, he doesn't look fluish.
I'll say anything.
You don't look fluish. So it says here in the mailbag this week, Rob, hey, Numbnuts, any presents arrived this week?
Yeah, I got a very.
And then you sat there, so I didn't
I
know.
I got
what
a
was
very thoughtful, on. A very thoughtful gift from a guy named Tori Shaw, whose school's theater program did a stage adaptation of the movie Clue, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay.
And he sent me a Clue hoodie. You know how sometimes they do t-shirts or sweatshirts to promote,
yes.
Promote a show? And he actually sent me a hoodie that has the Clue logo on it and a line from Clue on the back of it. Very thoughtful. He says he knows I love Clue. He knows I love hoodies. And he sent it along. So thank you, Tori Shaw. Very thoughtful of you.
So that's it?
That's it. That's it.
Well, good for you. All right, hey, guys. First letter says, hey, guys, I have
a gift
theory.
For yourself.
Oh, this letter says, I have a theory on Paulie's activity.
Yes.
Oh!
By the way, happy birthday, Paulie.
Is today his birthday?
Well, it was one of these. I think maybe when he was down there.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm pretty sure he is also known online as Paulie Flicks on Twitter.
Oh.
He is known to supply access to first-run movies while they are still in the theater. No, that's not legal,
this
is it?
Is quite this the is accusation.
Hmm. This is, yeah,
Paulie
this
Flicks?
Is not, I first became aware of him when I heard him on the Sports Junkies.
Check this out.
No. Really? No?
This is
no,
non-vetted. No. You know, we don't vet all the letters in the mailbag. I just was curious of your thoughts on this, if this could
yeah,
be a
you
thing.
You put this mailbag together. What do you think?
I think that I have Paulie's phone number. We could call him and
I
ask
can
him.
Ask, I can also ask Drab T-shirt if Paulie Flicks is from Brooklyn.
Oh, boy. He doesn't call in much anymore, it says. Just a little guess. Something to think about. Jim from Olney. And he wanted to do a movie show with us, too.
Yeah.
He's a radiophile.
Yeah, and I got an email from him. He said he'd be back and available on Thursday.
I just don't know if I can handle all. It was awkward already on the show today. I don't know if I can handle this awkwardness. Do you want to put this to bed? Do you want to do this?
I don't want to know. Just like I don't
want to
know how many guys my wife slept with. I don't want to know.
I want to find out if he is a
How about this?
Whore. You want to know?
I know that Paulie is listening right now because he listens every day religiously.
Right.
Paul, would you like to address this in an email and send it to me today?
All right.
We don't necessarily need to talk to him.
We want to find out if you're a hua.
This is a gut punch.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little. I feel a little dirty.
I thought we built him.
Yeah.
I feel like I have an STD now.
Yeah. We made really him.
Do. Yeah, I thought he.
And
thought
you know what? Video piracy
never
is,
are.
Video piracy is not a victimless crime.
That's what it says,
Rob. You know, I know you're like three steps ahead.
I don't. I swear, I don't. I
All
do
right.
not.
We'll find out.
Although I would,
and if he wants to text or if he wants to. I am or anything during the show.
Oh, I'll accept it. I can get on the Facebook feed and ask him.
You've been certainly featured on this show. And also remember that name I mentioned earlier this week.
That's
right.
Be
careful.
I just know that no outcome would surprise me.
All right. The next letter says, hi, Mike. Does Jennifer convey or will she make the move with the family O'Meara? I'm curious. She's going to convey.
Good.
We're going to have good Jennifer when Oscar comes down here.
Mm.
We're gonna work on Jennifer, and it's going to be great. And then there'll be new, fun, exciting content for 2020. Keep up the great work and keep the funny coming. Doug Fike from the Somerset, Ohio Fikes.
Oh, the Ohio Fikes?
Very nice people over there. Dear TMOS Christmas Elves. Boy, this has been sitting around for a while. Opening that box and seeing the treasure inside absolutely made my holiday. I love fruitcake, and I do too, and I haven't had that joyous experience yet.
Mike,
I love fruitcake, yes.
Your patience will be rewarded.
I know it will. It always is. I love fruitcake, and I treat myself to one every year. Bought from the store. The few times I've tried to make it have not been successful, even though I do know my way around the kitchen. This special treat made my holiday. The fruitcake is baked perfectly and has just that right mix of spices, nuts, and fruit. Rob, thank you especially for sharing your family recipe. I love the show and cannot wait to see what hilarity TMOS drums up in the new year. Really not a lot of hilarity so far on the show today. More like systems adjustments and a major potential controversy.
Mike,
with
this is what I got.
P1
I'm writing
listener.
Paulie now. Direct. He's watching as we speak.
Oh, good.
Paulie Christine writes, I'm here. I said, what's your story? And then now I'm writing, are you a spawn of the Sports Junkies universe? Question mark.
Ah.
We'll probably have an answer before the mail.
The SJU.
Thanks again, Lynn Hoagland of Antelope, California.
There it goes.
P.S. And now the Grinchy confession. My husband and my parrots do not like fruitcake. So this little jewel is mine, all mine. Picture the seagulls from Finding Nemo, and you may be close. Mine. I'm somewhere between those seagulls and Gollum. Is Gollum the one that's like, my precious.
Yeah.
Precious.
If I'm being honest. Thank you. I like the PS, Lynn. Thank you. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. I wanted to thank you for all the endless hours of laughter. I found out recently that I have a benign tumor in my foot, and the doctor recommended new shoes and cortisone shots before surgery. My first thought was to click on your website banner and get them from Zappos.com. And the new shoes are great. That's a Zappos supporter.
Awesome. Yay!
Zappos. Mike, I have breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
I will get to you right after this. Okay. They help with the pain so I can stick to my exercise routine and continue. Keep it tight. With love, Danielle from Woodbridge. All right, Paulie,
yes.
Update. I know what's going to happen. I already know probably the answer. What did he say?
I used to call into the junkies many years ago.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's four of them. It's three of us.
I know.
So technically he was in a gangbang before he came here.
Yeah, I know. We got some thinking to do. It's sad. We thought we were the ones. We were the only ones.
He's so good, though.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
All right, anyway, moving along. Hi, Paulie. Don't like sloppy seconds, Paulie.
No. Had his promo scheduled today. You know what? It's always bumpable. Always bumpable.
Yeah, please do.
Apparently so is he.
We'll think about it. Hello, my mother-in-law winters down in the Naples area. No, you know what? His level of enthusiasm.
We'll take it.
I'll take it even after you know. But you know, we might have to have that renunciation ceremony.
Yes,
that might be necessary.
He's so hot right now, that Paulie.
Right. Yeah.
That we just can't let him go.
Exactly. How did he call them back in the day? If he was from New York.
They're on the stream. Oh!
All right, very good. Hello, my mother-in-law winters down in the Naples area. When did you get back?
When did you get back?
Anywho, I wanted to get her a gift card to Carla's Parlor, but couldn't really find any info. Well, the info you need is the phone number to make an appointment. That's what you do. And you give it to your... but she doesn't have a parlor right now.
Yeah.
You know, she does it out of, it's a home base.
No, this is a word we don't use much in the modern times. Parlor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Parlor.
Parlor.
Do you guys have a link or a way to get this done? I'd like to support Carla, but don't want to be a creepy stalker. Well, put your business number out there for you to make an appointment.
It's a business.
Plus, I really think my MIL would really enjoy it. I think she would, too. Carla's facials have been a smash hit. Thanks for any info. Breakfast with Larry. Chuck Warnke. Okay, thank you, Chuck. Check out Carla's on Facebook every day with Dermglow, her company, and she's very excited. Got some new products coming out as well that she's coming out with, so she's very excited about that. Dear all, when I called the holiday complaint line, you asked me to follow up with a fruitcake review since I mentioned it would be my first ever. I'm a person who doesn't like extra flavors or things in my bread. This sounds like a fat person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a person who doesn't like extra flavors or things in my bread or muffins. No cranberry walnut muffins. I hate pumpkin bread, and I can't even look at carrot cake.
Carrot.
To be honest, I only ordered a fruitcake to help my fave podcast and thank everyone for being so receptive to the letters I occasionally sent. Now, that initial information would indicate to me that he probably wouldn't like a fruitcake if he doesn't like stuff. Sorry, I don't want to play Eruption. Rob, I am in awe.
Thought it was
terrific.
A rim shot like you were telling a joke.
Just the right balance of spices, and what I like best is the citrus undertone.
Ooh.
I have a coworker who loves fruitcake. Every Christmas, he orders one from an abbey in the Midwest. Ah, those monks can cook, can't they?
Yeah, it ain't so much.
Or is it abbey? The nuns. The nuns are in the abbey. The men are in the monastery.
No, because they're abbots. From the Abbey.
Okay.
Isn't it Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
All I know is my friend who I grew up with, my childhood friend who was a monk, used to send bread from his from his monastery that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we did an office taste-off. Rob won. I should have videotaped the contest when the other entrant was chewing, nodding his head, pointing to mine, and giving the thumbs up. I was so happy for Rob, I cheered. Thank you. You have a fruitcake fan for life. Thank you for your commitment
that
to excellence.
Great.
TMOS is the best in every way. Janet Ward of Rochester, New York. And now, you know, now I'm just thinking with this amazing baking success we've had, we have to come up with a summertime.
Another quick tip in, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Paul Lee writes in, because now they're going crazy on Facebook Live, asking Paul Lee some questions.
Oh, he said,
but now I'm only dedicated to the TMOS family.
Okay. Paul Lee, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I am a Paul Lee fan.
I am too.
I like Paulie, and Paulie, you don't need to stress over this.
No stress.
I can't do it. It's not radio anymore.
We all
it's
have
not
a
the
past.
Same thing. We all have a past.
And can you get me a copy of Cats currently in theaters?
Thank you. Thank you. Memory. Gentlemen, pleased to be recognizing my little sister, Ellen Kraft, who is turned 50 on New Who is turned 50?
Has turned 50.
What? Oh,
who has turned 50?
No, there has to be you don't put an extra word in. Pleased to be recognized, my little sister Ellen Kraft, who turned 50 on New Year's Eve. We have faithfully listened to all of you since before internet radio Tommy was born, and we get it. Maybe we'll have a little internet radio Tommy.
Oh, good, good. He conveys.
We both subscribe to the bonus show. We are both creeped out by salad fingers. We both now have excellent Larry King impersonations, thanks to Mike. 2 weeks, and every day should be treat day. Ellen recently moved to Dallas, Texas to escape the Tyson's Corner traffic and live closer to my family. She's single, cute, funny, and likes her martinis dry with olives.
Ooh.
Oscar, would you mind giving my sister Ellen a little advice on what the best cougar qualities are from your perspective now that she's hitting the big 5-0? I'm her big brother and feel a little awkward having this conversation. Thanks, I'll hang up and listen. John Kraft, Dallas, Texas. Any cougar advice for Ellen Kraft? What a great name. Sounds like a famous person.
Ellen, there's this new generation of young men that like to be cucked. And if you are a dominant female and you want to tell a young gentleman caller what to do, especially in the bedroom, these days, they're really open to it. So I would say take the bull by its horns and tell him what to do. And you'll have what you want.
May I offer a tip in here?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
A sexist tip in from this fat 60-year-old over here. The difference I see in women who are out there at that particular age, if you would define it as cougar age, a lot of women in that age group just seem to be rather well put together. When I say put together, just clothing and their style.
If you're dating
and their
at that
hair
age.
And their, I think there's nothing more attractive
you're good.
Than an older woman who is, and they can be from 90 all the way down to 25, a woman who is put together as far as the look that
and
she
you've got a hot, if you, look, I'll get right to it. If you've got a hot mom quality, there's lots of dudes out there that need that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you look at those Beverly Hills, the Real Housewives out there, and they bring in their glam squads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for that glam squad.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've got a little, at the age of 50, a little extra disposable to put in it, and that's why I recommend highly getting yourself a facial from DermGlow Facials in Carlin.
And it comes
don't have
full
the number
circle.
At my fingertips, but thank you very much.
It's amazing. And again, if she's interested in a younger man. That's what I would say.
Yes.
Younger men are the low-hanging fruit for a woman in in her 50s.
Although older people, older men can have low-hanging fruit, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, wonderful. we're looking for those clients, too. They're called Manscaped. But anyway, no, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's a
make
buddy
sure you
of mine.
Get
I'm
the butt cheeks.
That's exciting. There's the low-hanging fruit. And we conclude this with me hoping my fruitcake arrives without a St. Patrick's Day sign on it. Thank you very much. We can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I love my cash. It's the first thing I ever dropped money on in my life. In your 20s, you just sort of get a couch on the street. Like, it's garbage. And then you bring it home to your 6 roommates, and they're like, Nice. And then you reach an age. For me, I was 25. I was living in Astoria, Queens, and I was just like, I'm going to buy a couch. And I went to a department store, and I was like, wait, how much is it? $1,000? Is there going to be a sale? This is the sale? Do you think you might go out of business at some point? You are going out of business? I thought about this a lot. I think the reason a couch is so expensive is that it's a deceptively sophisticated piece of technology. It's a bed that hugs you. It's like, you wanna watch TV? And beds are comfy, but they know it. They're like, I'd like to be called the king. Get your hands off that tag. I'd like this room named after me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy to have you along on a fabulous Thursday broadcast. We're really, really happy to see you and be with you. And Pauly, we love you, even though you were a dirty little hoe. Thank you very much. From Martinsburg, West Virginia, Detroit, Michigan, Rajasthan, India, Bunky, Louisiana, Hygiene, Colorado, Oyster Bay, Jamaica. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. It ain't the way it used to be, gang. No. Sorry. That venom is out there.
Yeah. And, we're all friends.
It doesn't fall. You know, there's still hyper-competitiveness among the cast members of our show, but it ain't what it used to be. And it's, you know, we're just
and
here.
Who doesn't have a past?
Just like senior year in high school. Like, we've all slept together.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter. The show today, speaking of beds, brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's what I don't mention this often enough, but the Sleep Number bed, we have a Sleep Number king bed that we have had for a decade in my home now. And we moved with it, and it's over there right now. And I was tossing and turning, went to bed super early last night, and then I woke up, because it was Winky Tink time,
right,
at about 1:30, which is terrible. Because sometimes when you wake up, you're up. And it takes a while to get back. So it took me about an hour to get back. I went, surfed the net a little bit, and then went right back to bed. And then it's toss, turn, toss, turn, toss, turn. In a normal bed, a non-Sleep Number bed, I would be giving Carla a moon bounce ride doing that.
Yeah.
On a Sleep Number bed, she doesn't even know I'm doing this. That's one of the great things about the Sleep Number bed. It adjusts on both sides. It's the truth. It's the truth, Oscar, and it adjusts on both sides, and you don't feel your partner tossing and turning if they happen to toss and turn while they get back to bed because they woke up because they had to go winky-tink.
Right. I'm sorry, I don't know if the Sleep Number people want me to say. Right, that you can hit like a snore button that goes...
Well, it elevates you so you...
Oh, you do that because the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is part of their new family of beds that adjusts. And it helps everyone get proven quality sleep. You got to go to Sleep Number and try their individual fit technology. Explore the science behind the bed. There's a lot of it. They're always innovating. Discover your ultimate comfort for you and your partner and literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. I love Sleep Number. My setting is an 85 now. Carla's still a 65. We love it. Discover proven quality sleep with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Save $1,000 on a Queen Special Edition smart bed. Now $1,799 during the January sale. Only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, like somebody just last week did, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Please.
And I appreciate that. Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. How is everybody doing? How is life? Oscar has the flu. Rob has something in his mailbox. I defer because it's Thursday to both of you. First of all, your mailbox thing.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about, because we haven't gotten to it all week while I've been flapping my gums.
That's fine.
I was curious about what's your deal, Wade?
It's funny. You know, you get certain letters in the mail that you just know are useless. And I went through a long time in the past year. Every college in the world was sending feeler letters out to Julia.
Yes.
So when you get your mail, you do an initial perusal and you just throw stuff away because you know it's of no use to you, right?
Right.
Well, about every month I get something from SAG-AFTRA. because I did that role on Crashing. And
HBO.
And they want me to join. They want my money. And, you know, I don't foresee a lot of acting in my future. It was really cool and fun that I got to do that. But I'm not going to join the union for it. And today, or last Sunday, I think it was, Carrie was going through the mail and she dropped a SAG-AFTRA envelope on my desk. I said, they just want money. I'll probably throw it away. And I was about to drop it in the trash. I said, let's see what their pitch is. And I opened it and I didn't realize.
It's a check.
Yeah, I was getting royalties for the European screenings of Crashing. So I was
very
close to throwing away my residuals.
Which is, and your royalties, have you been throwing them away all along, do you think?
No, I don't think so, because I got into enough of opening the letters to know that they were putting the touch on me that I established a system. But
the recent airing of that show would be indicative of your royalty checks would be significant. Not like the ones I used to get from Babylon 5.
It was notable. And then 2 days later, a check for domestic showings. So it's very, very
good. How much moolah did you get?
The Europeans netted me about $670 and a little about $300 bonus, in the United States. Yeah.
Bonus party.
Oh, my God.
But how are you getting that if you are not in the union?
I think because it was a non-union shoot.
Got it. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. And they just swooped in and they said, can you do it? Because you remember the story. I didn't even really audition. I was helping Sarah Fraser with her audition.
Right.
And they saw that.
They were so great as a hack DJ. They're like, that's a hack DJ.
I said, I've worked with these people. I've known these people all my life.
You will be able to call the union. Now, yes. Unless if you join. If you were to join the union. And have them take. How much do they. You obviously know how much they wanted to put the squeeze on you for the initiation.
It was a couple $1,000, I think.
Yeah. God, it's more expensive than it was when I was a kid. Uh-huh. I was at NBC. I was a baby.
Oh, because the steward comes to you, right?
Right. The shop steward comes up. Yep. I was a baby DJ, desk assistant at NBC Network in Washington, D.C. And the shop steward came in. You got to join the union. You got to join the union.
And they strong arm you without strong arm. You know, they did the same thing. The local 400 at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Now, that's another, believe it or not, grocery.
Rob, the job of the shop steward to wrangle the new employees?
And they are prohibited to strong arm you into doing it?
Yeah, but they can make a strong suggestion.
We can certainly urge you to join. And they lay out all the stuff, and I got a lot. I remember when I was in training to be a checker at Safeway, so I had to be 18, and I remember getting a really bad look because the guy came in and did the presentation about why you should join the union, and he says, because that will guarantee higher wages, everyone is treated better, together is a strength, you're a strong unit as one. Yeah. And
that's the whole idea of the union, which is, in principle, a good thing, and union busting is a bad thing. If the unions were stronger today than they were years ago, you might not have a lot of the moves being made.
Healthcare, safety, all that stuff. But the thing is, I was not going to make a career as a grocer, so I didn't see the value of surrendering part of my check. So when the steward said, are there any questions, my 18-year-old self asked, so if I don't join, I still get all the benefits of someone who's in the union, right? And the room fell silent. Because that really sort of destroys the whole notion of a union. I worked in grocery for a total of maybe 19 months. So I did not join the union.
But pennies from heaven, man. That is so cool.
That was a really cool thing. That was an exciting thing. And it was
so cool. Will you, because of the amount of time you were on screen, you had a full talking scene.
Yes.
Those royalty checks will probably
continue
to come.
I hope so. I imagine they'll they diminish, I'm sure, right?
They diminish over time.
Once they get
diminish,
to Yugoslavia, but still.
But still, it was really cool. Great. And it was, I got to show one of Julia's friends the scene over the Christmas holiday. And I'd forgotten. It's pretty cool. I mean,
you're on TV.
I was on television.
Was his name Caleb? Professional television program.
Yeah, it was not Caleb. Oh.
You know, it's interesting that over the break, my, not over the break, I'm sorry. When Catherine and I were together recently for her terrible tragedy, we were lightening the mood by listening to what she and her boyfriend used to listen to, and they listened to a lot of comedy. And I talked about how when we, the three of us, drove down to Fort Myers Beach, we ate up a lot of the time by listening to that. And she put this on. I said, who's that? I said, and it was Pete Holmes.
Oh, was it?
And doing some shtick, one of the last things they listened to together. And
he's extraordinarily silly. He's a very silly stand-up, but he's very good at it.
He's great.
I think that what people should know, and I think we've addressed it before, we had a much larger crew when we did that road trip to Florida. Mm-hmm. But that trip down when we were three of us together in one automobile together, I kind of see that as the launch of the current iteration of the show.
100%. And with Pete Holmes, I will tell you that, you know, that show crashing, and I thought about it a little bit when it got canceled. And it was, I think Pete Holmes would thrive with someone writing for him, with somebody that was so personal, and it was his story, and he brings in the spirituality, which is interesting, but doesn't necessarily lend itself 100% to comedy. And I think that's why maybe that show didn't resonate enough. I think Pete Holmes can do anything.
Oh, he's very likable. He's super likable.
He'd be a phenomenal comic actor, and he's goofy enough to be in that. I think the guy is going to do great. He'd be stand up for the rest of his life.
Of course.
Fine, but I'd love to see him more. I think he's a good actor and a smart writer, but that, you know, the personal stuff is kind of all-encompassing, and it was
it's intense
foray into the world of a Christian comic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that's a pretty niche little
deal.
It was. And also with times as they are, I think there are a lot of people like yours truly who look at spiritualism with our current day situation and kind of go, eh. You know what I mean? It's just a weird time that we're living in right now.
You would think with all the stuff that's going on, it might be easier to try to invest yourself in faith, but I find myself almost further from it because
100%.
Why is it all going down like this?
100%. I look at faith now, and by the way, I have a textbook woman, God rest her soul, my mom,
yes,
who I think gained all of her strength at the end of her life from her faith. She did. It worked for her. It was fantastic.
It worked for George Michael.
You know,
but you got to have faith. Yeah. The faith.
I thought you were talking about
this. Is when you would play that for me, please.
No, not the sportscaster.
That is still a smash hit in my eyes.
Well, and he's gorgeous.
And so is Transformers. And that's why when it comes to your taste in pop culture, it is not
faith
mine
is
or his.
A banger. It's still a strong, strong, strong.
Faith, the king, ka-ching, ching, ching, ka-ching.
But I believe in it for people. If it works for you, I think it's fantastic. But I think, I've always thought back in the day, I put the political leaders on a bit of a pedestal.
Sure.
I put the clergymen on a bit of a pedestal. Those pedestals are gone now.
Yes, they are.
So I think everybody, I'm not the only one that's lost faith. And
why don't you like
I'm
about this song? What don't you like about this song?
It's fine, but
it's
not.
You had to play
George
it a
Michael,
lot.
I played it 1,000 times, and it was fine.
This is a hit.
I know it's a hit. It was a hit. Trust me. I played it at WAVA 550,000 times. I wanted to barf. Thank you.
You know what else is good, Mike, if you're talking faith, is Percy Faith.
Percy Faith. Are you going to play Percy Faith right now?
Who's Percy Faith?
Somebody he knows. Who's Percy Faith, Rob?
Band leader. Yes.
Percy Faith. This is his kind of music.
Delicato, Mike.
Kind of sounds like the Addams Family.
It does. Don't you love it? He also did Bim Bam Boom.
What was the band? Was it just like an accordion?
Easy
this
listening.
Percy Faith.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. Wonderful.
This
How do
nice.
You have Percy Faith in your repertoire? This is a busy sidewalk. Yes, hurry. Every single day, people go into the garment district to make clothing for America. That's what it sounds like in those 50s.
You know what this would be considered? This might be considered mood music.
What is it called?
I would call it mood music.
It is mood music.
Like when you drop an LP on your console stereo and, you know, you're mixing cocktails.
Yeah, back when all the cabs were yellow. All right, we got to take a break. We'll take this music to break.
Oh, good.
Please,
I think that'll
fantastic.
Be nice.
This is lovely. There, Percy Faith, everyone. A busy New York City sidewalk. People coming and going as they please. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Who is is Wade Newman. Some say he's a respected leader in education.
The public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Others think he's a beloved sitcom character.
Hello, Newman.
He's not. Wade Newman is a proud resident of Arkansas and a guy who appreciates the finer things in life.
I am quite the driver.
He also appreciates the TMOS bonus show, an extra hour of comedy gold sent your way every week, featuring the unexpurgated hijinks of Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
You guys are just amazing.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and start laughing. It keeps that comedy train chugging and you giggling like a little schoolgirl. Maybe then you can be like Wade Newman, who's also a winner and will soon be sitting in the lap of luxury.
Excited to be the first guest at the new O'Mara-Lago.
Congratulations, Wade. People like you really do win on TMOS.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jim. That's Jim Amato, everybody.
I love Jim Amato. I don't care what Rob says about him.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I stand by it.
Brought to you by Stamps.com. Let's make 2020 the best year ever. And let's start by not wasting our time going to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can do anything you do at the post office right from your computers. See how quiet it got in here? Plus, Stamps.com gives you something you can't get at the post office. Big discounts.
Yes.
On postage. Stage.
Maddie loves Stamps.com.
Yes, we all do.
Simply use was that a callback to the front of the show?
Dig to
simply use your that's your brother.
He's fluish. He's fluish.
Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier, drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Just like us.
Just like you.
So stop going to the post office. Go to stamps.com. No risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Why do I think they might be mad at me? I hope they're not.
No, they'll be fine.
No, great.
That's stamps.com and promo code TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office
again. One of our greatest and most aged clients. They've been with us a long time.
Most aged client.
Yes.
Aged. Adjective, I imagine.
Long-running clients.
That's probably better.
Thank you.
So
Mike is stepping away, but I'm sure he'll be back.
Clients.
No, I just had to grab my thing here because I wanted to ask about Oscar's house now.
Oscar's house.
Did you get your water heater?
A new water heater has been installed.
Sound sick now. It's the first time you sounded sick today.
It's tough.
Is it coming up on you like a freight train? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, you know, we had the flu fly through Podcast Village roughly...
Around the new year.
Yeah, around the new year. And there was...
Who was patient zero?
I bet you can guess.
Let me see. I'm going to say, was it Bloom?
No, Bloom wasn't here over the holidays.
Yeah, he's not
all
working.
All right, so was it, let's see, was it, okay, not.
Let your conscience be your guide.
Yeah, let's just don't think about it too much.
Was it Ford?
Of course.
Hand washer?
Yeah, it's Ford.
Ford? Lord, Mr. Ford.
Hi.
So now.
Yeah. Big handshaker, Rob Ford.
So I've been fighting what I thought was just kind of like, this weird loginess.
Hey, put her there.
But as Ford was coming out of his flu, vortex, we had some work to do together. So in tight quarters, I hung out with Ford, I would say, roughly 7 days ago. Yeah. And I said, all right. I got Purell, I have Lysol, I've got everything around me. This is not going to hit me. It hit a handful of our editors. They were out. They're finally back in action. And yesterday was the first day that, God bless, Charlie Burney looked at me and said, you have to go home.
Don't spread it. Don't spread it around. Yeah. I mean, it's really
The amount of crap I would get if I came in his condition?
He is, and by the way, right now, he doesn't have
Pony, go buy a thermometer. Go get a mask.
I didn't say anything, though.
But that's
I had a flu
say.
Shot last year. I had the flu for the first time in like 5 years. And I mean, it was not like cold as much as I felt like I was going to die.
Oh, when you
it was,
get
it's
it,
scary. It's scary.
When you get it, it's hard. Remember, I missed a few days last March when I actually had a doctor. He said, you're going to get the flu because he caught the virus 2 days out. And he gave me the Tamiflu and it didn't work. You called me. I felt dead for 3 days.
It was horrible. Did you get a flu shot this year?
Mike, I did not.
did you get one, Rob?
I did not.
Guys, they're free, you morons.
I asked
Come
my
on.
Doctor. She said they ran out. And I said, well, I guess I've run out.
Oh, God. Down here. And by the way, down here, the tip of Florida. Right. Also, a lot of people dragging around here. It is the season. Holidays are over.
I just didn't want to leave you guys.
Senior citizens,
look,
too.
I'll leave right after the show. I just did not want to leave you guys high and dry.
No, you got to stay for the bonus show. Yeah. But anyway, I hope
so
you feel
better.
So
saying someone who will only see you via the internet.
How is your home doing, Oscar?
It's good. On Saturday, Andy, our plumber, who was a 10 out of 10, sourced our new water heater.
Andy.
And he installed it with our friend Tony.
Tony!
And they got it going. Done.
Remember, like, was Andy the guy who said that it was going to be hard to find a replacement water heater?
He said he would have to, look, I'm reading.
Source it.
I'm
so he'd have to
I'm
source
reading
it.
A text, right? So that's all I know. The burn is this, is I know about water heaters being broken or going through it because I used to do this at my parents' house. Like, I would be the guy that would respond to this because my dad was in Mexico. So my mom would always have me deal with the plumbers or the guys that are coming to fix things because she was working, right?
Mike, handyman.
Yes.
Handyman.
Oh, he would deal with handyman.
Dave, let me give a shout out to my guy, Dave, who helped us with everything we need moving out of this house, getting all the walls looking pristine.
That's
again.
Nice.
Fantastic.
And
Bali pristine.
So I was at the office working as my wife was at home tending to Andy and Tony and the water heater situation. So all day Saturday, they installed the new water heater. We are back in business.
Any damage done at all with the sippage?
I hope it didn't damage those beautiful floors.
A ton of water went onto the floors, but the damage that was done, in my eyes, is not worth calling the insurance to say, hey, because there's, God willing, we'll remodel that kitchen in 2020, so it was going to go anyway.
And your floors are almost non-existent anyway.
Yeah, they're thin.
Yeah.
They're thin.
They've been sanded
panels.
Down many
So
times.
Your house is back to normal. You can take a shower. Everything's okay.
This is the burn, though. I bought a water heater that I probably won't need if we remodel the kitchen because the kitchen is not going to be the same size of the rest of the house. Like, it's not.
So you are going to put your water heater in a different location
yes,
in the home?
Yes. And
can't, you're going to get a larger water heater,
you would
perhaps,
want a larger
a
water
one?
Heater, correct.
Right.
Right.
Yes,
right?
I get it. Yep,
yeah, I
absolutely.
Don't need the mini-me of water heaters.
R2-D2.
R2-D2.
How much did you pop for the water heater? How much was it?
I asked my wife not to tell me because I said, I don't need to know. I don't need the disappointment in my life right
one.
Now.
Million
dollars.
Buying something before you have to buy it again. And by the way, for God bless you people that wrote on our fan page and wrote me directly. I can't afford a tankless. It doesn't make sense.
It's a tankless job, Mike.
A tankless water system is a very expensive, and it's worth it. I get it.
It's worth it. Like, you know, there are products like that, technologically superior, but yes, they are expensive.
And also, I think that they still are inadequate for, like, taking a shower. I think they work best in, like, an office setting when you have just, like, hot running water.
No. My brother has a tankless at his house.
Uh-huh.
And really, a tankless is fantastic for when you're space deprived. So it makes sense for a tankless.
Was it super expensive?
When I have looked at this in the past, because my brother got a tankless system in Boston.
And you were into it because it's a gadget.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is the future.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You're going to save me how much in 10 years? And then I sat there and I said, he's an anesthesiologist. Yeah. I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
I'm not a tankless guy.
Yet it does, though, seem that the water tank, the water heater, and we had the big debate about the hot water heater last week, is kind of the antiquated, where, you know, you have to basically bring your water into the house, boil it, and then pour it into the tub.
Don't you think? Don't you think if it was going to be outdated as far as the general policy of doing hot water, it would have happened by now?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because the technology is the same as it's been for 100 years for that.
Oh, it's like why we're still riding bicycles down here in Florida.
Exactly,
that's the way that goes. That's it. Same type of thing.
So the house
won't cure the flu. It won't cure the flu.
No. The house is better. My immune system is not.
I'm glad. Well, I wish you nothing but the best. I truly do. A former intern of the Mike O'Mara Show is in the news, and we will discuss him and a simple question as to whether anybody has experienced what I have experienced with home entertainment in the last 24 hours. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, here's your buddy.
Jamaica, man. Hi, Cakes. Sun and the fun in the Caribbean, I can still watch the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook Live or listen to the TMOS Player Pod app. So remember, Paisans, no matter where you go in this great big world, you can bring the Mike O'Mara Show with you. So now let's get back to the man as legendary as Bob Marley himself.
Holly.
Mike O'Mara.
All right. I have it. We will schedule Pauly Christine for an interview.
Okay,
Pauly Flicks?
He's been part of the family, and look, I think we all have kind of the same vibe on Pauly, where it's we like his contributions, but it could go south at any moment, and I think it's important. We've had lengthy discussions with Jim Amato, another creator for the show, a contributor. Yeah, what?
My God. What if Jim Amato found out that Pauly Christine, also known as Pauly Flicks, had a different allegiance to another show and he's conflicted? That's why he couldn't do the show with him, because then he'd have to rat him out.
Oh, that's why he blew out the movie podcast.
Because that started and ended right away.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna have an interview with Pauly Christine. And you boys just do a little intel on that and find out about what Jim says.
Right.
And then we will just we'll clear the air, and then we will move forward. So if it's amenable to Pauly, we will move forward.
Or Jim Amato. Big controversy. Mike, it's amenable to Pauly.
Amenable. Thank you very much. We will discuss that later. This portion of the program is brought to you by Third Love.
Just briefly. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
What if Pauly Flicks was like, hey, Jim, I don't have time to do your movie show because I have so many radio shows to call that it just really doesn't fit my schedule.
I think, Oscar, or you are definitely establishing yourself for the prosecution already. Yes.
Or if it was, Jim, you've ratted me out on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sure would be a shame if something happened.
Well, I worry about that. Third Love bras, boys.
Yes.
Their bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, and they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. All over your body.
Mm.
Plus, straps that won't slip and no itch tagless labels, and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers. She truly does. And you are going to love yours, your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. All right, before we get to intern Matt, who is back in the news. Rob has bumped into him. Has anyone ever experienced this? I just wanted to throw this out there, where you're watching a movie and you're totally into it.
Right.
And suddenly it ends and you realize, oh my God, I'm not watching a movie. I am watching a series. It is the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, so it's like it goes to credits?
Yes.
With no resolution?
The Outsider. Are you familiar with that that television program?
No, Justin Bateman. No.
The Outsider. And
I'll have to look it up.
Jason Bateman, not Justin Bateman.
Jason Ozarks. Bateman.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman, The Outsider. It's a murder mystery.
I love him.
It's got blood. It's got intrigue. It's got false imprisonment. It's got
on
all
Netflix.
He is in jail and he falls asleep with a guy across the way calling him a child killer, and you don't know what's going to happen. And suddenly the movie was over, and it wasn't a movie; it was a miniseries. Can someone look up The Outsider?
I'm looking
and
it up.
Enlighten me, because I think in the middle of it, I recorded it because I was going to go back and finish watching the movie after I watched a little of the debate. Yes,
it's,
sir.
Based on the Stephen King's best-selling novel, new HBO original series premiered January 12th. Just came out, Mike. And
it's great. It's
getting a killer review here.
He does amazing projects.
Fantastic.
A 9.1 really out of 10 IMDb. Yes. Rotten Tomatoes is giving 80%. Damn.
Right. I've done something almost that silly. Back in the days when you would actually rent videos, you'd go to a Blockbuster, or in DC, you'd go to Errol's and you'd rent a videotape. And sometimes they were dual cassettes. And I remember it had just come out and I rented the movie JFK, the Oliver Stone movie.
Yes.
And I went to watch it and I said, wow, this thing really hits the ground running. I said, wow, it's like they assume you know everything about the assassination, but they are really, the action starts right away. And in about 70 minutes, it was over. I'd watch the second part first.
That's funny.
They just cheated us. And he didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car.
And I tried to watch the first part, but it's got such a build, this movie. And so I couldn't bring myself to watch the first part. So I've only really seen the last hour of it.
I had just had that same experience with Netflix when on Friday I get home. Yeah. The first thing that's on, you know how they have the previews, like what just came out?
Sure, exactly.
The new releases. It's called Cheer. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of talk about it.
I'll watch this mockumentary about Cheer.
Didn't you say something about it yesterday where you're like, how difficult can it be? And people are talking about it. I read a couple of responses to that yesterday.
A documentary, isn't it? I mean, it's a real doc.
I thought it was a mockumentary.
You thought it was like a Christopher Guest thing.
It's like an 8-part series. And I did say that yesterday. I said that our lives are too good if we're making documentaries about cheerleading.
I agree with 1,000% on that.
I get home last night, because I went back to work after I woke up. This is probably why I'm dying. And my wife's watching Cheer, and she's like, riveted by this. I'm like, don't buy into this. Like, this is they get 4 years of tumbling and then they get out? Like, what? That's it.
I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
Did you look in? Did you watch it? What did you think?
People get injured. You get thrown in the air. You don't get caught. You get hurt. That's what happens.
There you go. I like that.
Come on.
Stick to your guns. That's good.
It should be called 4 years of tumbling.
4 years of tumbling. Yeah, that's right. No. We got a guy down here who's an orchestra guy and used to be a music teacher in a public school system and really was an accomplished percussionist. And we got another guy from Boston last year during the coldest snap of the year in the Midwest. He goes up to it's 11 below zero to do like a weekend concert, and goes, man, he leaves this. And the Boston guy goes, but he leaves this to go all the way up there to play his cymbals. Jesus Christ. Fantastic. We'll get to Dotson tomorrow.
Okay, it's worth it today. It's good story.
We will take a break, and when we come back, it's news you may not need right here on The Flu Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Thank you very much.
Hey there, hon. It's Balmer Betty. You know my cousin Billy. Oh my goodness, I gotta tell you a story. He was so, so sad, crying in his natty bow after them Ravens lost. We had to call the police and the ambulance, and we were all praying to the Lady of Fatima because he was so depressed. What are we gonna do? Then we had a great idea. Let's cheer him up. We got him a Mike O'Mara bonus show. All his buddies at the Glen Burnie Bowling Alley got one too. Before you knew it, they were all happy and laughing again over that extra hour of funny. So what you waiting for? Demos to win a game? Head on over to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the gift certificate link today.
I like that. That's wonderful. Demos. Lady doing a Baltimore accent.
Love it.
That's awesome. Author.
Sharon Bailey, our friend at the post office, who is awesome.
Sharon, I know Sharon. That's
very
wonderful.
Good. Very impressive.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos 2020. It's really going to be a gear year. A total solar eclipse will occur in mid-December. Ooh. Or is that a great year?
No, gear.
A gear year.
Yeah, that's a Beatles
thing. Like gear to wear, right?
Well, yeah, but also gear just means like tough or cool.
gear,
oh, a
man.
Gear year. Is yeah, that was gear. That lingo? Is
yeah,
that,
like from the
is 60s. That kids lingo?
60s. Oh, all right. Yeah.
It's going to be a gear year. Solar eclipse will occur in mid-December. That's a long time wait for that. Sweet Jesus. It's got 366 days, bitch. It's a leap year. We're talking about 2020, man. The Yahoo time capsule will be open after 14 years. Booyah. And Summer Olympics in Booyah. Tokyo. You got that going. 2020 marks the 20th year Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. And Zappos does it with the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched no matter what it is. If you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. See you in Tokyo for pole vaulting and whatnot, everybody. Yes, sir. Turn it up.
News.
Wow.
Fix that in post.
Apple, you can kiss my Irish bag.
Easy.
For reminding me that there's an update. If I want your f***ing update, I will get your effing update. You overzealous nerdnik pricks. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for stopping by on the Thursday get together.
Get that right out to them.
How about we start the other sound? New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees. I would like to make a recommendation that if you can see this online, please check it out. It is just about as beautiful as it gets. He spoke at Steve Gleason's Congressional Gold Medal Ceremony yesterday. Steve was a safety in the NFL for 7 seasons in the early 2000s. He and Brees were teammates with the Saints in 2006. Gleason was diagnosed with ALS 9 years ago, and he was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for his activism and efforts to fight disease. Drew Brees has always been, and I don't talk about it a lot, my favorite quarterback in the NFL. If the Saints get in the hunt, I'm always rooting for the Saints because this guy is so accomplished. He's such a non-dick, and I'm just a fan. And he spoke at Gleason's ceremony yesterday and just was incredible. It was emotional. It was beautiful. Then Steve gave a very moving speech with the help of speech generating technology that allows him to type words on a tablet through eye movements. That's how advanced his ALS is. He said his life story is, quote, not a football story or even an ALS story, but rather a human story. And he added, quote, the truth is that we all experience pain in our lives, but I believe that the problem we face are our opportunity and define our human purpose, the problems we face. Mm-hmm. And it was just a triumph of humanity and compassion,
beautiful,
which we need so much more of in our world today. And Drew Brees, I was watching a guy that I think could go into the world of politics, but he might be too classy an act for it, so who knows. You know how basketball teams have those timeout challenges where they have someone try to hit a half-court shot?
Sure.
And some guys have won big prizes. Mm-hmm. The L.A. Lakers recently did it, and a fan got a check for $100,000 for nailing a shot at half-court. Apparently, the New York Knicks are way too cheap to do that.
This
is so lightweight for a major league team. A Knicks fan, and of course his name is Anthony, a Knicks fan named Anthony Peterson recently hit a half-court shot.
Oh, he made
it. But he only got $1,000.
Oh, no.
But you know what the $1,000 was?
What?
He got it in lotto scratchers.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe he could make it $100,000 or $50,000 or $1,000, would you like to know, after he hit from half-court what he made?
Yeah.
The scratchers yielded $570.
Oh, my God.
That's what he ended up with. One of his scratchers delivered.
But I applaud. Is it the Nets or the Knicks that did it? I'm sorry?
The Knicks.
I applaud the Knicks for trading it out.
Right.
Because you know that's what they did.
Oh, they didn't pay for
the scratchers.
Of course
they did. Yeah. No, one of the scratchers delivered $500, another for $70. That's it. So his winnings depreciated from the $1,000 the Knicks spent.
Yeah.
And he also had to spend all that time and effort scratching them.
Oh, that's true.
George Mason has a better halftime option.
Yeah.
Like, you could win a scholarship if you make that shot.
You know what he did? He sunk a half-court shot and lost $430.
It's too bad. Oh, the Knicks. Gotta love them. Wendy Williams. I don't know what your theory is on Wendy Williams. I look at that. You know, so you realize how many people have television programs.
Yes.
And then you look at that and go, how? Why? You know, it's just stunning to me.
Yes, she does.
Wendy tried to mine some comedy from Joaquin Phoenix and his cleft lip. Duh.
I see.
She was talking about how Beyonce didn't join the standing ovation for Joaquin at the Golden Globes, which she was okay with because apparently no other human being is even remotely in the same universe as Beyonce. There you go. But then she said she finds Joaquin, quote, oddly attractive. She seems sincere, but at the same time, she also mentioned Joaquin's lip while pushing her own lip up with her finger and saying, quote, I find it to be attractive. After getting some heat on social media, Wendy finally tweeted an apology. She did it yesterday and said she's donated to Operation Smile and the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association. Way to go, duh. Anyway, that's
was she
that's
being
a little
sincere
weird.
With the comment about Beyonce? Was there any trace of?
Who knows? I don't
it's
know.
It's like that monologue sometimes. I sit there, I'm like, you have a team of writers, right? There's got to be a team of writers.
I'm not so sure it's
somebody could just say, hey, that's not going to play well. Not like that's not the joke. That's not.
She's an idiot. She's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's attained that level of success, and she's gotten people to compensate for her lack of filters. And welcome to 2020, everybody.
Yeah.
A team at Colorado Mesa University's Forensic Investigation Research Station just released the results of a study that answered the age-old question: if you drop dead, would your cat eat you?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, they didn't plan to do this study. They always leave a bunch of donated corpses outside to watch how they decompose. But the study happened by accident when two cats wandered onto their property and started eating.
That's
horrible.
So the answer is yes, your cat would eat you if you died. Well, probably. Even though there were more than 40 bodies, both cats just picked one and came back to eat it night after night. For more than a month.
This is terrifying.
So if your body doesn't meet your cat's picky eating needs, maybe they'd leave you alone. The researchers also found both cats ate the arms first. In case you're wondering which of your body parts is most delicious.
Because then that's like so wings.
Cat's wings, yeah. Hey, cat's wings.
You know what this needs is buffalo sauce. Meow.
King of the kitty wings.
Hey, meow.
Well, we still got 2 months till spring, so if you haven't had any winter-related injuries yet, still time to do something dumb. 71% of us have experienced a winter-related injury before, according to a recent study. And slips and falls, of course, number one.
Yep.
They're followed by cooking-related injuries. Hurting yourself while decorating Rob Spiewak's burns.
Yes.
How are your burns doing? Oh,
they're almost entirely healed. Look at that.
Oh, beautiful. You're a healer. Look at that. No scarring at all.
Yep. Just like the movie Reanimator.
Taking decorations down and injuries from shoveling snow. Shoveling is also the number one winter-related thing that causes aches and pains for Americans, or worse, thump thump. The top four things that make us ache this time of year are shoveling, sitting too long in a car or plane, cooking-related injuries, and dealing with decorations. 25% of us have had a winter-related back injury before, 21% neck pain, and 18% have dealt with
achy knees.
Achy knees. Achy knees.
All I know, Mike, every day I'm shoveling.
Yeah, shoveling. And now a little something. There's a guy in his 40s who lives in southern Ukraine, and he woke up recently to find one hell of a surprise. His wife had locked a chastity belt on his private area while he was asleep. Apparently she thought it was the only way to stop him from having affairs. He couldn't get it off, so he went to I guess in more ways than one. He couldn't get it off.
Am I right?
So he went to hospital. But the doctors couldn't remove it either. They wound up bringing in an emergency Ukrainian crew who used a circular saw to slice it off. He says he's considering a divorce. You think? And as for having sex again with his wife, he said, you'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. That's the only reason I put that in there. Ukraine. Yes.
I like that you used the European there. And like you said, he went to hospital.
He went to hospital to have circular saw cut off chastity belt off of penis area. Yes. My brother Bilo, he has belt on. Yeah, la, 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 the vagina. Anyway, that's still the best movie you ever did. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault. And Rob Spivak right here from Kazakhstan on Michael Mara's show. I got to go. Oscar looks like needs to
Hello,
go hospital.
This is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com.
Thank you, Bernie.
And my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you and good evening.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Appreciate that. Wow. Welcome back to the
Elizabeth
Mike O'Mara
Warren
Show.
Tried to get old Bernie last night.
Hey. Oh, you're reading ahead.
Yeah.
There you go. Bonus package read. Here it is.
Okay.
I know what's going on. We got to send him home. He's effing up the rhythm of the show. He is.
Well, just like any other day.
I would send me home, too.
Yeah, go ahead. Go. You can go now.
No, I got to hear the end of the show.
No, you get out for the end of the show.
No,
we'll
I want to hear it.
We'll do. All right. Go. Hey, all right.
You know what? Even that he handled well.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're excused.
Yeah.
I'm sending you home. You're ill. Go.
Mike,
go now.
I will leave. I will splash the pot whenever I want to splash the pot.
I know what's going on. You're broke. What you need is a laugh and some shape-controlling body wear. Well, skip the Spanx, fatty. And instead, grab the TMOS bonus show, because anyone can afford the TMOS bonus show. You can pay for it by cashing in your father-in-law's gold Krugerrands that you stole last Easter while he was distracted playing backgammon. And you'll have plenty of cash left over for snacks. Snacks.
Krugerrands.
Plus, it will cure your post-holiday doldrums. Whoa! Boy.
Oh, boy, Oscar.
Oh, boy.
It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. It features M-O-O-S-R-S, the double M, and hip-hop artist Drake as the wheelchair-dependent student that you loved in Degrassi High. I mean, Pony, as himself. And he can walk.
Yes!
Management regrets the error. Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your rockin' receipt for comedy heat. Copyright TMOS 2020.
Not a good
one. TMOS bonus show brought to you by ghosts. They're everywhere. Because dead people get bored and come back to play with your faucet and make noises as you lather up in the shower. They're everywhere, from ghost to ghost. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. Now, buy the bonus show. It's full of ectoplasm. Let's open up the thing.
Thank you.
Take it away, Rob Spivak.
We just heard from Bernie. You mentioned Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. When will politicians learn that microphones are always on? Even when they tell you they're off, they're on. Hot Mike picked this up after the debate, where essentially during the debate, they called each other liars.
Okay, I haven't heard it. I read the transcript.
You haven't heard this?
The transcript, in my opinion, benefits Warren.
Well, let's see. You'll hear
because she accused him. I think you just called me a liar on national TV, right?
Well, listen to this and tell me what you think, okay?
All right.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
I like the guy that comes in. I don't want to get in the middle, but hi, Bernie. Yeah.
That's Steyer.
Steyer was just being classy, and he walked into what he didn't know was happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry. I think it happened, and I think it's all about context. And I think he did say that he didn't think a woman would win. And I know people that are lifelong Democrats that have said that. And I can see it happening as speculation. Okay. And I think she used it to her advantage. And then she said, well, you said you didn't say it, but you said, I believe he said it. You're raising your hand. Yes, sir.
What happened was a desperate ploy to win Iowa. They're so neck and neck. If this was actually an issue, Mike, she should have brought this up months ago.
Yes, but at the same time, if he said it in passing, I think it got out.
If he said it a year ago to her, she alleges that he said this more than a year ago. Don't you think this would have been brought up by now?
Well, I think
she's got nothing.
I don't think she's desperate at all.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think she's desperate at all. I think you are barking up the wrong tree. What I think is that these two have similar policies, and they have wondered, they're friends, and they have wondered for a long time, when are they going to attempt to separate? And unfortunately, it's politics. It's rough and tumble, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got to do something. And if he did say that, which I believe he did,
I don't
no matter
it.
What, you don't think he would have said it at all?
I think a man who's been running for president for the total of 8 years now, it feels like?
For his whole life.
He's not going to say that. It makes no sense. There's no upside to tell her that another
my
woman.
My wife said she didn't think in the election that a woman could win. That didn't prevent her from pulling the lever for Hillary
Your
Clinton.
Wife is not running for president talking
but
to
Oscar,
another senator.
What I'm saying
senator.
Is I don't think saying that is that egregious. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I think so if you're running for president, Mike, and you're saying that out loud, you're an effing moron.
He's saying it in a he said it in a private conversation.
To a constituent, a friend, a colleague.
Yeah, but he was
but you're supporting what Mike just said. It was a private conversation.
It was a private conversation. That's what it was. So I'm not thinking, if you come out as policy and say, you're confusing the two, and I'm saying if it was a private discussion and you're, hear me out here. You're just speculating. You're throwing it out there. Yeah. I don't doubt he might have said that. I don't think it's a big deal that he did.
Let's say he did say that.
Right.
Why wouldn't she have weaponized this statement? I would say three months ago.
Because they're friends, and she didn't want to do it. And now it's getting rough.
Yeah, we're getting closer to go time.
I don't know the mechanics of her campaign, but I see those people sitting in a room perhaps and going, you know, he did say this, Elizabeth, mm-hmm. and it is, you know, you are lagging behind, and she makes the call to kind of say, okay, and we say, but by the way, you know what the relevance of it is? The media plays up this kind of crap, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, I don't think Bernie Sanders is anti-woman, and I don't think Elizabeth Warren obviously is anti-woman, and I thought that on that stage, when the mics were not hot,
yes,
Elizabeth Warren took the high road.
Yes,
she
I
did
agree
not
there.
Get down there and go, he's lying. She didn't pull that crap. What she did was pivot and say, the men on this stage have collectively lost 10 elections. The two women haven't lost any.
That was such
was
a great.
Brilliant during the debate.
Great so, play on her part.
You know, on that, I have to say, Team Warren this time around.
It just seems too convenient. It seems too convenient to pull that right now.
I think it is convenient.
And if you are, let's say, if your platform is like, which part of her platform is like, let's see what women can do, what options there are. If that's your entire platform, you're going to hold that card this entire time. That doesn't make sense.
It does. It does. If you consider the relationship those two have. And I think that
you know more about this than I do.
I think that ultimately, you're talking about two people that agree on a hell of a lot more than they disagree. Yeah.
You know who comes out clean? Bloomberg, my guy.
Oh, there you go.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. He really has got
there
the flu.
Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Todd!
Yeah. Oh, they're all doing that now. I almost said a bad word.
That's fine.
They're craving Bloomberg to get in and guarantee Orange Boy. That's what they want to do. God damn.
All right.
You and your conservative friends.
Mike, I know there's a lot of times people that they want to buy something. They don't go to the box store anymore. They go on the internet and they go to a place like, say, Amazon.com. Just beware.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what you order is not what you receive. For example, this New Jersey couple ordered a box of diapers. You would assume that it would be a brand new box.
I picked up the diapers and it was a little bit heavy. I was half asleep. The lights were off. At that point, I turned on the light and that's when I noticed these diapers are neatly folded and they are soiled. I couldn't believe it.
They were like, okay, yeah, we are very sorry for your inconvenience. We'll give you a refund. You're happy to keep the stuff. You know, don't need to return it. And my thought was, wow. You are not understanding what I'm saying.
I was extremely fearful because I did not know exactly what was in those diapers.
The thing that I know exactly what was in those diapers, but the thing that troubles me is that the person that initially had them used them and then neatly folded them and repackaged them for the return. Yeah, they should have tracer, Mike. It actually
that's so disgusting.
The first person that bought those diapers, the original purchaser, was the Bernie Sanders campaign. That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That it is.
Fold it, send it back.
The diapers and fold them. That's it. We got to get out of here. We're going to take a break. And, we're recording our bonus show tonight.
Yes,
why don't
bonus.
You just go get like some hot tea
I'll
and
stay.
Come back?
I'd like
and,
to stay. Sure. I'd like to work.
Thank you. I'd like to have you here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take a break. And,
breathe that way, though. Breathe that way.
Fine.
Tomorrow on the show, we I think on Friday, we owe it to our listeners to have an interview with Pauly Christine.
Yes.
Get down to the bottom of who he really is, what he's really about, and, you know, all that good stuff. We'll do it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You're drinking too much, Your Excellency.
Excellency Fiddlesticks. My name's Fred. And I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
Oh, fudge.